Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Let's just see what we've got here on gotta get your mic up.
You can probably plug me back in to the
testing 1, 2, 3. Testing.
Hang on here.
Oh, I just power it.
Testing. That's
there
working.
We go. Okay, so let's just. I'm gonna just see here. And we should. We should.
Yeah, I think we're on. Testing.
Hang on just 1 second here. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Okay, you're back.
Yeah, folks, we are fighting a war. A spiritual war here. The devil does not want this information out. It's obvious. I mean, this is happening on a regular basis. I don't think that the other Blog Talk Radio channels are experiencing the same issues that we are. So
I can hear you fine.
We'll keep going. There is something I want to share with you today. Now, something that you will not hear, have never heard, and probably won't hear anywhere else. And it concerns God. A while back, a year or so ago, I shared with you a thought that I had about how is God. Not like, how are you doing, God? Not that kind. You notice I use the word is. Is a word that you use for an eternal being, an eternal spirit, an eternal life. They are God the Father, Holy Spirit, and Son. They are past, present, and future, all in one at the same time. Have you ever asked yourself the question or pondered, where did your life, not just living, breathing, eating, drinking, moving around life, but how is it that you are an individual person with your own thoughts, processing the information coming into you yourself, the you that is you? How is that? Did that come from somewhere, or was that the product of your development in the womb from an egg and a sperm and RNA to DNA to the development of a body and the appearance, the coming from seemingly nowhere other than physiological processes taking place in the developing brain. Your soul is a product of that. Your soul is that. While you're thinking on those words, I'm going to read from Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Yahweh God, and in your Bible that probably says Lord God, fashioned the man of the dust of the soil, fashioned, formed him, put together his body. But that body had no soul. That body had a brain, and that brain had been designed to support the soul. Then he, God, breathed into his man nostrils a breath of life. A breath of life. Not the breath of life. A breath of life. That's what it says in the Jerusalem Bible. Think about that. When it says breathed into him, I know the first thing that comes to our mind is air, the air that surrounds us, the air that we breathe, the air that fills our lungs. Does God have lungs? God is a spirit with a spiritual body. Does he have lungs? Does he need air to breathe? And this breath of life, was it just God breathing into the man the air from the atmosphere that surrounded him? And is the air that we breathe and the gases that we absorb through our alveoli in our lungs, is that a breath of life? I think not. I think the breath here is talking about the magnetic field that God activated within the body of flesh of the dust of the earth of the man that he had formed. because of what it says he became. And thus man, not and the man, not and this man, but thus man became a living being. Is a soul able, is a soul even a soul if it doesn't have consciousness? And is a soul just consciousness? A spirit just consciousness? What is consciousness, consciousness, awareness? What is the difference between us and the other beings that God created in the heavens, namely the angels? What is the difference? He told us the difference. You turn to Matthew chapter 22, starting with verse 23. That day, some Sadducees, who deny that there is a resurrection, approached him, and they put this question to him. Now, I'm sure this is a question that they had asked the Pharisees. And the Pharisees had been unable to give an even adequate answer. This is what gave the Sadducees their identity, their purpose. If they could ask a question which no other theologian was able to adequately answer, this gave them their legitimacy. The Pharisees, of course, had their own quote-unquote unanswerable question. So this man who claimed to be the Son of God, and they were going to expose him for the fraud they knew he was. He would not be able to answer this question any more than the Pharisees were. Master, they said, Moses said that if a man dies childless, his brother is to marry the widow, his sister-in-law, to raise children for his brother. Now, we had a case involving seven brothers. The first married and then died without children, leaving his wife to his brother. The same thing happened, and the second and third and so on to the seventh. And then last of all, the woman herself died. Now at the resurrection, to which of those seven will she be wife, since she had been married to them all? Jesus answered them, "You are wrong." Why? Because you understand neither the scriptures nor the power of God. Whoa. What, Dennis?
It went off again.